Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Peace and blessings, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. This is where I open up the doors and welcome in those that are underground independent artists, to those that support the underground independent artists, maybe even small business owners that support the underground independent artists. Anyway, all are welcome here at Flavor Coffee House. You know how I do it. I support and play only underground independent artists that are members of the Flavor News movement. You know, I've got so much on my mind. I have been so busy lately, and just, you know how I do it. If you're familiar with me, I my head, my mind is always busy, always thinking about something. I'm very, very blessed to have had some absolutely amazing artists to step onto the leopard carpet with me in January. I really encourage you to go back and check out some of the archives. They're not new to this game. You know, they're more seasoned artists. They've had some opportunities behind them. They have a very, very polished sound, and they have great stories to tell, you know, from just appreciation to even some frustrations, you know, and I really appreciate the honesty and realness that I was able to receive out of that time with those particular artists. And one of those artists I just had on the leopard carpet with me this past Thursday, his name is Paris Toon. He is the producer, creator of a group called Mother's Favorite Child, and I'm going to play one of his pieces or their pieces. This is called The Difference by Paris Toon and Mother's Favorite Child.
It's you.
Praise the man above for the love you bring. You are the best thing that ever happened to me. And I praise the man above for the love you bring to me. You are the best thing that ever happened to me. And I praise the man above for the love you bring to me. The difference is you. The difference is you. The difference is you.
Right, that was The Difference by Mother's Favorite Child, produced by Paris Tune. Again, an absolutely amazing interview feature with him this past Thursday on the Leopard Carpet. I highly suggest that you go back and check out that particular feature that I did. He shared some very, very honest stories and thoughts about his life, you know, in this industry, to why he writes the way that he does, to challenges that have been faced in the industry and where he wants to go. And I think it's something that a new person coming into the music industry would really, really benefit. You know, and I think about this a lot. You know, what does it take to be successful? You know, and how do you know if you're successful? And do you have a mentor? And you know, is it just your homies that you hang out with and tell you you should do what you're doing? There's so much more to being an artist, no matter what type of artist you are, whether you're an author, whether you're a painter, whether you, you know, are in the music industry. There's so much more to it than just the creative side. And if you listen to the features that I've had in January, they'll help you understand that. You know, again, they're not new to this game, from Stephen Jerome Ferguson to Tasha Taylor, Nwabe, Winston Warrior, Vox, and Paris Tune. You know, they'll kind of give you an insight as to what it really, really takes, you know, to make your world work as an underground independent artist. Today, open up the phone lines. If you'd like to join me in conversation, or if you have something that you would like to promote, please feel free to call in and raise your hand by pressing the number 1. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. When I do the shows from my job over here in Kirkland, Washington at Friends of Youth, I can't open up the chat room, so I apologize for that. If you're trying to get in, you can't. But you can definitely listen, and I appreciate you for being there. To those that are hanging out with me on the phone today, you know, again, if you'd like to, you know, have me open up your phone line and join in conversation, I'd love to talk to you and hear from you. I put up some posts the last few days, not really getting too many responses, which was interesting, but, you know, not surprising at the same time. I asked, how many mainstream artists have you reached out to get the hookup? A hookup for a free product or a hookup to get into their show? Huh. Not too many people answered. I also put up, how many mainstream artists did you know before anybody knew their name and were behind them, supporting them, pushing them forward? Huh. Didn't get a response to that one either. I really, really am challenging you. Even if you are an artist, if there is another artist out there that you really dig what they're doing, you think that they're doing a great job, you think that they're worth getting behind, do it. You know, let us know that you believe in the artist. And I really, really think, you know, really think about it. Not the homie deal, you know, not the homie backup or hype and all of that. You know, really think about who it is that you're willing to put your name up against. Is it a quality artist, you know, that just needs that support in getting out there? You know, that's what I'm trying to do here at Flava News. So I challenge you to adopt an artist, you know, and help them get out there to your network. Support them by buying their products. Support them by, you know, paying to get into their events. That's something that's really important, you know, in helping them move forward. If they have websites, if they have Reverb Nations, help them with their numbers, you know, and really think about it. Do you really believe in them? Do you really think that they're quality? Do you really believe that they can take it to the next level with the right support? You know, again, adopt an artist today. What direction do I want to go in playing some music for you today? It's kind of just like chilled over here. You know, we had a beautiful day. The sun's going down. It's a little chilly. I got some spiced orange tea going in front of me, and it smells so, so good. Let's see. You know what? Why don't I bring you a little jazz? I think I'm going to play a piece by Lloyd Watson Jr., and this piece is called Love Hurts.
Thank you.
All right, we were just listening to Lloyd Watson Jr. out of Louisiana by way of Alabama, and that piece was called Love Hurts. You know, I've been so pleased with some of the shows that I've been doing. You know, sometimes I sit back and say, you know what, Flava, you did good on that one. We did a show some weeks back, you know, about online presence. Great, great feedback on that particular show. Really kind of felt like it was a needed show because, you know, so many artists, you know, came into 2012 just saying, you know, they want to take it to the next level or they're going to take it to the next level, you know, and what is it that they're putting out there and what are people paying attention to? I can tell you, you know, from personal, professional experience, people are watching me. People are watching me. And one of the things that they're saying to me is that I'm consistent, you know, that they can tell that I'm determined. You know, I will put in the hard work that's needed to be done in what it is that I'm trying to create here through Flava News and Flava News Radio. And I'm grateful, you know, that they recognize that. And I'm proud of myself that I'm able to be consistent when it comes to that. You know, I've even had people say, you know what, you don't have a person, you don't have a picture of yourself up. And right now it's my logo. Sometimes I'll switch something up that you might see what I look like and all of that. But, you know, what's more important to me is the fact that, you know, I'm here to support the underground independent artists. It's not about me. It's not about how I look. You know, it's about what I'm doing, you know, to find ways. And I really want you to pay attention to that logo. I want you to think, you know, when you see leopard print, you think of Lady Flava, you know, or Flava News, you know. And so to me, it's all about the branding and the association. When it comes to online presence, what is it that you're putting out there? Are you putting drama out when you put your posts on, you know, posts up? I think sometimes it's okay to vent, you know, because we're just human beings. But I think that I would really, really watch that, especially if you're an artist. And, you know, you want people to pay attention to you. If people know that you've got a Facebook page, maybe off of your Reverb Nation, for instance, and somebody goes over to Reverb Nation and they are listening and said, you know what, I really kind of dig that. And then they click on your Facebook and go over there and they're like, oh, it's all about drama or something. Do you really think that they're going to want to pay attention? You know, that's just something to really think about. I also think that you need to take in consideration what type of pictures you put up and what type of reaction or what type of, you know, affiliation, association people are going to have when it comes to, you know, what they see visually that you're putting out there. I also think that if you're a part of a team or you have product that's about to be coming out, it's really important to promote that. This is the perfect time to brand yourself. This is the perfect time to get people to take you serious as an artist by just, you know, letting them know over and over and over, this is what you're doing. This is what you're about. You're serious about it. You're creating something that's quality. You know, if you're a part of a team that, you know, different people in that team are putting out product, that's important to support the team, you know, because this is the cheaper way of doing it, right? You could dig in your pocket if you have that capability and pay somebody that will help you get your name out there. But if you are part of a group, if you have a street team, it is the perfect way to get out there, you know. And I would also suggest to try different, you know, networks and all of that to put it out. It's not a good look when everybody has the same people on their pages, like every person matches up. Because you want to create your own network. I, for myself, I have a Lady Flava Facebook, and I have, you know, a Susan Facebook, and they are kept very, very separate. There's nothing going on my Susan page that has to do with the arts. It's about my family. It's about people I work with. It's about people I went to school with. Once in a while, I'll post something over there, you know, about a radio show I'm doing or this, that, and the other, but I really, really try to keep it very, very separate. This past week, I did a show honoring the loved ones of the artists. Man, the people that are in the circle of the artists, you know, they really, really need to be applauded because I know that they make great sacrifices when it comes to loving an artist, whether it's significant other, whether it's the children of the artist, whether it's, you know, the parents of the artist, whomever it is. I know for myself, my children, my father, have made great, great sacrifices for me to be a business owner, to then becoming Lady Flava and developing Flava News and Flava News Radio. So that's a great show to go back and listen to, too. And if you are an artist, really, really think about it, you know, and before this night is over, you know, make a phone call, give a hug out, and let the people in your world know that you really appreciate them for sticking by you and being in their corner as you are out there being a creative soul. So, you know what, the show that I was talking about in regards to online presence, which I think is a great show, it's actually gotten the most hits to the archives for 2012. I think it's a great show to go back and listen to. But I want to play a piece by a young lady who is the newest member to Flava News movement. Her name is BK, and I'm actually going to play the piece that's called Let My Music Speak, which is the title track to her brand new CD.
I feel magnificent, closer to where the magic is. Having it isn't half of the the battle like can I grab it? It's rabbit, it's going faster, but tortoise is breaking habits. And man, it's getting down to the finish, you win the challenge. Gravity got distracted, tortoise just kept on adding. In fact, it's a tortoise passing, and rabbit's not understanding, but I do. It means stay on your mother, grinding in time. That finish line is really miles behind you. Staying true to me, nothing that they can do to me. Taking the game musically, let my music speak.
Let My Music Speak. I would really, really suggest that you go over to bkaysway.com. Check her out. You can actually, I believe, still download her album for free. Let me tell you how impressed I'm with her and with her. She was absolutely amazing when she called into the show and shared the 2 hours with us as we talked about online presence and all of that. You can definitely tell that she understands the business part and the importance of the production of the artistry part. But when I went over to her website, she has her album done both in unedited and edited format. And I was like, wow. You know, that is the first time that I have ever come across an artist who has two options for the download, one that's radio friendly and one that's, you know, not censored. And it's like, I was so very, very impressed. That's one of the hardest things when it comes to supporting hip-hop artists is that a lot of times the quality is not up there, you know, the production level. But on top of it, I cannot play the music because of either the subject matters or the language. And so it's important if you want to have your music heard on my station that it's radio friendly. You know, the quality's there and it's radio friendly. It's family friendly, you know, because you just never know who's paying attention. And the interesting thing is that I've been able to introduce some people to hip hop. Because of being able to share with them some tracks that I know that they would appreciate and not have an issue with. And from there, it's also opened up the doors for me to be picked up, you know, to be heard on other stations that will not play uncensored music. So, you know, that's something to really think about when you are out there and you're creating. How far can your art go? Who's going to pick you up? Who's going to pay attention? Who's going to support you? You know, can your music be played on the radio? I know everybody's dream when it comes to the music part is that you want to be heard on FM radio. I understand that, you know, but is your music ready to be played on FM radio? Think about that. So anyway, you know, I'm rambling on. There's just thoughts going through my head. And the reason being is that, you know, as I process out loud, I hope that something might click with you. You know, I love opening up the phone lines for conversations when I'm in that mood to talk, and of course I'm in the mood to talk today. But, you know, as I am developing and working on what I'm doing to better support you, the underground independent artists, I'm learning and growing. The people that are coming into my world, the ones that are paying attention, you know what, I was thrown for a loop. I had this idea of who would be players in my world and would help me take things to the next level. And I'm finding out some of those people were really not the players. You know, they weren't the ones to come on board and help me make moves. And the ones that are helping me make moves right now are somebody that just came out of nowhere. You know, in a sense, I put my hand on the Bible, came out of nowhere and said, hey, you know what, been watching you, I am digging what you're doing, and I can help you. So, you know, think about it. What is people, you know, what's people getting out of what you're producing? What is it that they're experiencing? Even if you're an author, you know, is your work well done? Is that cover to your book eye-catching Are people going to get it? Is your book well edited? Does it make sense? Can you capture the reader? You know, I came into this game as a book reviewer, you know, and that's pretty much really, really how Lady Flava was birthed, even though I've done some other events, you know, going back to 2004. But I believe I would honestly say that, you know, my name getting out there as Lady Flava really came from being a book reviewer. And, you know, that was a challenge, too, in reading books for reviews. So many of them were not well done. The formatting of the pages to the book cover not, you know, not really fitting the storyline to, you know, the editing being so bad. You know, right now we live in a time where it's very easy to be an artist. You can produce yourself. You can download, you know, programs for free off of the internet, you know, to publish a book or to record your music. But is it well done? Is it well done? Don't put your art out there until you know that it's well done. And trust and believe, unless your homie is a part of the industry and really, really knows what they're doing, they're not the ones to be the person to turn to, you know, to have it edited and critiqued. So anyway, that's just me rambling on. If anybody wants to join me in conversation, feel free to call in 347-857-1189. If you are an artist that has something to promote, I'd love to hear from you also. Otherwise, I'm just going to scroll down my list again and find something else to bring your way from one of the members of the Flava News movement. You know what? Let me play a piece by Patricia Monciato. She is an artist out of Bogota, Colombia. I just cannot even say her name right, probably, and I can't even pronounce the titles of her tracks one of these days. I'm going to find somebody that can help me with that, but I'm going to play the title track to her CD. I want to say it's Ranciere. Anyway, this is Patricia out of Bogota, Colombia.
Déjame perderme en la profundidad, en la claridad de tu mirar. Déjame beber del puro manantial, del que da mi vida libertad. Hoy voy a cantar que lo que esperaba y que buscaba al fin llegó. Cuente de mi oscuridad que ahora resplandece porque está. Deja que te cuente toda mi verdad, la que había guardado con mi soledad. Voy a liberar este sentimiento que me nubla la razón. Traído para mí la hermosa promesa de vivir. Hoy voy a cantar que lo que esperaba y que buscaba al fin llegó.
Monteseo with her piece Renacer from Bogota, Colombia. Well, I mean, we've gone international with the membership here at Flava News. I'm just thrilled, you know, when I think about the people who have joined the movement from Poland and Bogota, Colombia to Brazil, over in Switzerland, to London, UK. It's just amazing. I'm not only, you know, being able to support those that are here in the Pacific Northwest where I am to those across the United States, but Flava News is global, you know, and it's because of you guys that I'm getting the recognition that I'm getting and being able to have the opportunity to step out and go beyond, you know, what you see me doing here on the radio stations. I'm setting up some tours coming to the Pacific Northwest. I'm working on some projects with some other parts of the United States to set up tours. It's really getting exciting here. And I hope that you are somebody that's a part of the Flava News movement. You can even join as a fan if you like and just help, you know, this grow and grow. It's grassroots. It's about us. It's about us getting down here in the trenches and figuring out creative ways to shine the light on some very, very deserving artists and getting them out there beyond their own networks to be heard and recognized. That's, in my opinion, I could be wrong, but in my opinion, that's what it takes to help them take things to the next level. Their part is being able to create quality art, you know, from the relevance of the art itself to the production of it and presentation. That's on the part of the artist and the people in that part of their circle. But you know what? We as the fans of the artists, those that really believe in what they're doing and what they're creating, it's our responsibility to help them get out there and beyond their own networks, especially, you know, with the times that we live in, being here on the internet. It's so easy to do. It's so easy to help an artist that you believe in. And I really, really encourage you. I really encourage you to at least adopt one artist, even if you're an artist yourself. You know what? When you can create that network where you're supporting somebody and they're supporting you, that's a beautiful thing, you know. And I do believe in that. I do believe that it can happen. I've seen it happen. I'm not into the one-sided relationships. I really am not. You know, I do believe that you should support people because it's something that you believe in doing. But when it comes to this particular industry, I think it's really, really important to see who and where and how you can build win-wins. So I'm going to scroll down this list. I could ramble on all by myself, you know, but I don't want to do that. There is this beautiful, beautiful lady out here in the Pacific Northwest. I have not met her yet, but she's got an absolutely amazing voice. Her name is Tilly, and this piece is called I Love Your Way.
You are why I sing.
I love you.
That was I Love Your Way by Tilly. She's up here in the Pacific Northwest where I am. Now I want to jump you all the way over to the East Coast and play a piece by my girl, Coley Williams. She's out of the Baltimore, D.C. area, and this piece is called Black Love.
My daddy told me he loved me. He told me I was the best. He worked real hard for his family, sometimes two jobs. My daddy told me he loved me. He gave me his gift of song. I didn't need to find a man to be my daddy, 'cause I had one. My mommy told me she loved me. She told me I was the smartest girl in the world. She taught me to have an opinion, to look beneath the surface. My mommy told me she loved me.
Williams with her piece Black Love. Now I'm going to keep you out there on the East Coast, the D.C. area, and play a piece by Christopher Fields, and this piece is called Like That.
You know, ever since I met you, I haven't been able to stop talking about you. And a good friend of mine asked me how I would describe you. And all that I could think to say was, you're like jazz licks or a rim shot. You're the sass that dares to ask, is that all you got? You're cooler than the other side of the pillow and chill like 7 degrees below zero. You're like that, yeah, just like that. You're like that end of the day sigh. You're like resting your back on the grass as clouds pass by. You're like, thank you, Jesus, when things go your way. And you're that look when there's nothing more to say. You're like that. Yeah. Just like that. You're like coming home after being gone too long, or singing out loud to those old school songs. You're like all of those dances that we used to do. And you're the beauty inside the pain of the blues. You're like that. Yeah. Just like that. Hot water cornbread or snapping beans. You're like that bend in Big Mama's elbow when she was stirring the greens. You're like all of that sugar and sun-kissed tea. And you're like rocking steady on a front porch swing. You're like that. Yeah. Just like that. You're like the feeling you get remembering way back when, wishing you could do it all just one more again. You're like orange sunset or golden dawn. You're like knowing it's time to go but still holding on. You're like thinking about someone and suddenly they call. You're like that satisfaction you feel when you know that you've given it your all. You're like taking a day just to lay in bed together. You're like slow dancing to always and forever. You're like that. Yeah. Just like that.
Fields with his piece like that off of his project, the Christopher Fields Project. I can't even say his name, huh? Christopher Fields Project. And you can actually see my review on his CD over at FlavaNews.com. Hit the review page, and you can find out about Christopher and a few others that I've done recently. I'm hoping to get another book here soon to read for review. Just recently started getting back into that, and I'm really loving getting back into reading. I kind of took a break, you know, for a bit, you know, went through a bad situations with some of the people in the literary community, and let me tell you, it kind of just killed my joy. But that was on me. I didn't have to let it go that direction, you know, but I'm that sensitive Cancer, and sometimes things just get to me. That is like, you know, some ugly, ugly people out there. So you know what? Be real, real careful about who you join hands with when it comes to your business as an artist. Really, really, you know, stop and pay attention. Sometimes, you know, it does. You can't really see it in the beginning. But if you sit back and you watch a while before you jump in, you'll learn a lot about people, you know, and whether they're a good fit for you or if they're not a good fit. And if they're not a good fit, that's okay, because there is somebody out there that's going to work really, really well for you. Somebody who works really, really well for me as Lady Flava and doing Flava News is Stephen Jerome Ferguson of SJF Music. And I'm going to play a piece of his that's called Long Way Home. All right, we were listening to Long Way Home by Stephen Jerome Ferguson off of his, let's see, Windows to the Soul CD. You know, if you missed the feature that I did with Stephen in January, I would really suggest that you go back and check out that particular feature. Not only is the music that is coming out of the SJF music camp, and Stephen himself as a solo artist, is absolutely amazing and well, well produced. But this man is so full of wisdom. He's been in this game for, you know, over 20 years, and he's got so much information to share, you know, in and willing to share, you know, from the journey that he has gone through in this industry of music, starting out in the Army to who he is right now with SJF Music and the artists that he's working with. Also, stay tuned, February 26th, Stephen and the people that he is collaborating with on an up-and-coming project that's going to release on that particular day are going to be coming, well, should we say the leather carpet. It's actually going to be an album release. You are going to be able to hear all the tracks in its entirety, meet the artist that he's collaborating with. And so, again, that's going to be on the 26th of February at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The project is called Between Dusk and Dawn. So tune in for that. It's going to be great. I cannot wait to be able to play this music for you and to introduce you to all the artists that are on this particular project. So if there's anybody that wants to call in and talk to me or has something they'd like to promote or introduce yourself to the listeners of Flava News Radio, this would be a great time for you to do that. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. Today I've kind of been rambling on and talking about, you know, what the importance is, you know, what's important when it comes to being an artist and being recognized and you know, how to go about, you know, presenting yourself to the world, because basically that's what you want to do. You know, unless you're wanting to just do this kind of for fun, as a hobby, this, that, and other, then it doesn't necessarily matter, you know. But when you are an artist that wants to be recognized for what it is that you're doing, there's steps that you need to take. If you go back and you listen to Tasha Taylor's feature, Johnny Taylor's Baby Girl, she'll tell you her daddy raised her that 90% of this is business and 10% of it's art, you know, the creative part of it. And you really, really need to understand that. You need to have a marketing plan. You need to have the ability to have your art produced very, very well. Not to say that in the future you couldn't do it better, but, you know, do it to the best of your ability right now. Step outside of just your friends, you know, in promoting who you are and what you're doing. Take a risk, you know, go over to a different group of people, a different state, you know, a different country, and start putting your music out amongst those that you don't know and see what their reaction is. You know, when it comes to those people that are in our circle, sometimes I wonder how honest they are, you know, with us about what it is that we're doing. When somebody who you don't know tells you that they're really digging what you do, I think that's when it really, really starts to matter. You know, people are paying attention to Flava News Radio around the globe, and they're letting me know. And, you know, I haven't had those emails lately like I used to get, telling me, oh, my goodness, did you listen to what you were playing, Lady Flava? Come on now, you know. And, you know, it's interesting. You know, so I'm going to assume that they're digging, you know, what I'm playing because I haven't had those, you know, pointing out to me the quality or, you know, something that's not done very, very well. So, you know, things to take into consideration as you step out there. I'm hoping that you're going into 2012 with a game plan, you know, and really being able to implement it. I think, you know, when it came to myself, you know, I had to cut some ties with some people in 2011. I needed to let go of some baggage in 2011, you know, and in doing so, you know, I stepped into 2012 pretty strong. And just it, within, you know, a four-week period, the doors were opening up for me already. And always, always when the doors open up for me as Lady Flava, that means the doors are opening up for you. For you to get gain more exposure, you know, the possibilities of what could happen. And, you know, being able to potentially put you in front of some other people than who I've been connected with, you know, in the past. You know, so this is a great time to get involved. This is a great time to really up your skills as who you are, how you're marketing yourself, how you're presenting yourself online. What is it that you want people to pay attention to? Really, really think about that. You know, when you're an artist, please make sure that people know that you're an artist. If you want them to pay attention, if you have a product to sell, make sure that they know that. Make sure they know where they can stay in contact with you and, you know, continue to be updated on who you are and what you're doing. You know, so really, really think about what's your presence look like as an artist out there. So let me scroll down my list again, and let's see who do I want to bring your way. What direction do I want to go? You know what? This is another newer group to Flava News Radio, all the way from Poland, actually by way of an artist that's working with SJF Music, Leah Henderson. This is a group that she's working with. They're called GTC, and this is called, I don't know. Anyway, you know, I'm just so not good at these other languages. I need some help out here. But anyway, this is GTC out of Poland.
Wciąż miałbyś kamienną twarz.
All right, that was GTC out of Poland. Now I'm going to play a piece by the person who sent GTC my way. This is Leah Henderson, produced by SJF Music. This piece is called Beauty Is. That was Leah Henderson with her piece Beauty Is, produced by SJF Music. Now I'm going to take you out to New York and play a piece by an artist that not that long ago relocated to New York from London. Her name is Sophia May, and this is her piece with D-Jukes called Playing You.
Your game, reflect my heart.
Mahogany that's going to be stepping onto the leopard carpet with me this Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. This piece I'm going to play is called Black Butterfly.
We all live our lives going through a metamorphosis. When you come out of the womb and spread your wings, never be afraid. Allow yourself to be.
You're a black butterfly. Spread your wings, you're a black butterfly, ready to try new things. You're a black butterfly, got a story in your heart to sing. You're a black butterfly, looking to spread your wings.
Cylindrical, right now you are. One day you'll be a beautiful star. I stroke your soul so gently, because you are so pure to me. Combine the old in the new, and one day soon you will shine through. There you are, they see you now. Don't try to hide, let me show you how to grow inside of your cocoon. 'Cause you will blossom one day soon. You will blossom one day soon.
You're a black butterfly, looking to spread your wings. Try new
Right now you crawl, but soon you fly. And one day, dear, you'll reach the sky. You're in this space, but it won't be long. You'll have your wings and we'll be strong. Nature says you're a work of art, because you came straight from my heart. Wings of beauty is what you are, and I see your grace now from afar. You're a black butterfly, looking to spread your wings. You're a black butterfly, ready to try. Negativity. Sing your song, direct your play, create your art, just do it today. Sing your song, direct your play, create your art, just do it today. You're a black butterfly, looking to spread your wings.
Butterfly by Mahogany out of South Carolina. Again, she is going to be my featured guest on the Leopard Carpet this coming Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. She is not only an artist, she is a business owner. She owns part owner of a coffee shop out there in South Carolina. She is very, very involved in her community and giving back. Just, I really am interested in having her on this show. I think she's going to bring a different twist compared to, you know, the other artists that have stepped onto the Leopard Carpet. So please tune in on Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and get to know Mahogany and get a little bit more of her flavor. I want to bring you back up here to the Pacific Northwest. My coffee shop was my world for 5 years of my life. I mean, I sat and drew out exactly how I wanted my business to look, you know, obtained the architect that worked with me, got the contractors that helped build what the architect designed for me, and, you know, watched it, you know, become a reality. And it was an amazing experience. It was very, very scary to step out on faith and build a business. It was very, very scary to walk away from a job that I was paid pretty well at and had, you know, insurance for myself and my child and, you know, this, that, and the other. And, you know, it wasn't always easy. It wasn't always easy because I ended up running the business all by myself for 5 years from morning till night. Sometimes, you know, my daughter Brittany would come in and help me out this, you know, and all. And, you know, but that's where my love for the arts was really, really developed and nurtured from not only just, you know, having open mics at my coffee shop to, you know, getting involved as a book reviewer to hosting, you know, my first event while I owned Flava to hosting a literary conference with authors from across the United States coming out to Seattle to attend, and just some amazing, amazing things. There are some great people that held my hand through the times and years, you know, at the coffee shop, and I value them. I value them so very, very much. I wish more of them had, you know, pieces that I could play on my show and this, that, and the other. But this particular man, he's my heart. He's been in my life for a long time. You know, he jokes with me all the time. He talks about when I was a teenager. He's like, you looked anorexic, Susan. But he knew me since, I think, about age 17. And, you know, here we are now in our 50s, and I love him so very much. I mean, he saw me go through the ups and downs of owning my business. He's an amazing writer. He is known as an erotic poet. Even though he does write other types of poetry, he is a self-published author, but he has now been picked up by Strebber Publishing. And I'm so excited. I cannot wait for his next book to come out. But you know what? As a self-published author, he did really, really well. In the time, just in when the book first came out, you know, he was hustling them out of his car. You know, we sold them out of my coffee shop. And, you know, every place he went to perform at, you know, he always had his books with him. The book is called Brush Strokes, and just, oh, gosh, you know, I think in the first year he sold about 3,000 copies. I was so very, very proud. The book is still selling. You know, he's working on, you know, as I said, he's got another book that's being published by Strebber, and you can find him all over Seattle performing as a spoken word artist or performing as a playing stand-up bass. He's going to be backing up Monica Monet on stand-up bass when she does her acoustic set while she's out here on tour. And he's just a very, very dear friend of mine. This is Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn, and I'm going to play his piece, The Lonely Sun.
The lonely sun. Fox mothers a river. Ripple in the middle, and I think about her, my lover, her the fog, me the lonely sun. She's here in the midst of visions, and I'm penetrating her thickness, her the fog, me the lonely sun. Others can't see in, we are perfect lovers. As I burn bright, I can't help my rising. Feeling her haze for hours. A slight breeze sings in the distance, trampled from the scent of her vapors. She comes and goes, sometimes per day. She lets me come every day, days in a daze. When she's here, she's so beautiful. I gaze into her mist, lying there, moving slow as I heat her up. Her heart beats, a ripple. I'm in the middle. I feel her engulf, going to a perfect depthness until I become too much, too strong. She's disappearing. Her the fog, me the lonely sun. I became too hot. She leaves me again. Why can't we stay together? I predict when she'll be back, when the conditions are right. I'll pray she'll be back so I can penetrate her thickness again. Until then, I'm the lonely.
That was my dear, dear friend, Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn, a poet, stand-up bass. He plays six-string bass. He is an author, and he's one of my best friends. He lives on a boat out in Snohomish County out here in the Pacific Northwest. And so a lot of pieces you know, are written on the dock of the dock, the deck, I guess, deck, maybe. Well, no, actually the dock, because he'll take his chair out on the dock and sit with his laptop and write. You know, it's just absolutely beautiful up there, and so much of the inspirations of what he writes about is just kind of comes from the surrounding that he lives in. He's kind of like, one of the only boats up there. And so it's not like he's, you know, got neighbors that he has to live side by side with. So anyway, again, that's Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn, a very, very dear friend of mine. So we're coming to the end of Flava Coffee House Online Radio Style. If there's anybody that wants to, you know, hit that one button or call into the show, the call-in number is 347-857-1189. Just kind of sharing my thoughts, you know, about, you know, how's this new year going for you? You know, what's it like in taking things to the next level? What are people seeing when they see you online? You know, what's your online presence tell them? How's the quality of your product, you know, going? And this, you know, I'm saying this, that, and the other a lot today, huh? So anyway, you know, I'm kind of in a chilled mood. It's quiet here at the moment. We've got some kind of changes taking place here at my job, but it's quiet at the moment. Another young lady who's going to be coming out to Seattle here in the very, very near future that I'll be putting on a tour for, her name is Julie Dexter out of the ATL by way of London. And I am going to play, let's see, Love to Love.
Love is like the wind.
Julie Dexter with her piece Love to Love off of her new Again CD. And stay tuned. Flava News is bringing Julie Dexter to the Pacific Northwest and setting up a tour for her to perform here in my hometown and a surrounding area to going up into Canada. Another artist that I'm working on bringing to the Pacific Northwest with a tour is Nuwambe, and I'm going to play his piece, All Mine, from his Above the Water CD.
Sweetness. That you will be completely mine.
right, that was Nuwambe out of Dallas, Texas, with his piece All Mine. And I'm excited to say that I'm also working out details for Nuwambe to come to the Pacific Northwest and do a tour up here. So I got us to close out this show. You know, we've got like 10 minutes left, and I want to make sure I get this track in. I am so excited. You just don't know how excited I am to have Monica Monet come to the Pacific Northwest. She's going to be the first tour that Jace and I are putting on. I'm excited. We've got venues set up in Seattle going up into Canada. She's going to do about 4 or 5 nights performing out here. You know, I spend a lot of time on the phone with Monica. I am blessed to have her sing to me on the phone. My grandbaby calls her Auntie Momo every time she sees her picture or sees her video. Kimora gets excited. She even sings Gravity to Monica on the phone. So to be able to meet somebody finally in person that I just feel so bonded with, you know, over the phone and over the internet, and just an absolutely amazing talent, just a beautiful human being inside and out. I've got to play her piece, Gravity. Again, this is Monica Monet coming to the Pacific Northwest March 21st through the 25th with her Love the Hurt, the Rebirth tour.
Swim the deepest sea, but if you
That's my girl Monica Monet with her piece Gravity. If you have not seen the video for this particular, please go over to YouTube and YouTube it, Monica Monet's Gravity, and check it out. Again, Monica is going to be coming to the Pacific Northwest March 21st through the 25th, touring in Seattle and the surrounding areas, going up into Vancouver, Canada, performing with some of my people, my family, Black Stacks, Delton Sun, Sister Love with Speakeasy Unplug, and an amazing talent out of Canada, Dahara September. So if you are in the Pacific Northwest, be sure you stay tuned to Flava News and Flava News Radio, and get on Monica Monet's fan page or her second page, because her first page is all full up, and you know, stay updated with what's going on with this particular tour. Again, we're setting up tours for Julie Dexter to come this spring, and Nuwambe to come early summer out here. I'm so excited that, you know, these artists are interested in coming to the Pacific Northwest and working with Flava News. And, you know, it's just the doors are opening. Let me tell you, the doors are opening. I'll be putting up in the very near future information. I've got some financial sponsors that have come on board. I am so grateful. God is so good to me. And just, you know, so much more, so much more. It seems like every day, you know, something is going on that is just opening up the doors for who I am and what I do. I have to give a big shout out to the people that hold me down and make my world make sense and keep me sane when things get crazy for me. I got to give a shout out to my SJF family, you know, from Stephen Jerome Ferguson to, you know, Eternally Blaze and John and you know, Leah and the others, you know, thank you so much for your love and support and belief in me. I got to give a shout out to my family, Black Stacks, JC Cage. Oh, he's my brother. We have daily conversations. He is now my business partner with the tours and all of that. And I could not have asked for a better man to partner with to do these projects. And, you know, to my kids, to my daddy, you know, I know it's not always easy to have, you know, somebody like me in your world, you know, but for you to just, you know, always, you know, just support who I am and let me do what it is that I do. I love and thank you so very, very much for helping me make my world work. You know, God is good. Let me just tell you, God is very, very good. Being 51 years old and to be able to do what it is that I love to do, it can't get better than this, you know. It really cannot get better than this. I just don't know what to say, you know. But I appreciate everybody who's joined hands with Flava and Flava News Radio. You know, this is all about, you know, doing it together. You know, putting in the work and creating different ways to help shine the light on some amazing talents. I'm blessed with over, you know, 100 artists, you know, and fans and, you know, promoters and publicists and managers that have joined the Flava News movement. Everybody that you hear on Flava News Radio are members of the Flava News movement. Everybody that you see featured in one way or another on my website, whether it's the Spotlight page, whether it's the Flavaful Classifieds, whether it's the radio show, the newsletter, they're all members of the Flava News movement. This is about us. This is not just about Lady Flava. It's not just about Flava News. This is about us. So I thank God for all of you that have joined me in this movement. Let's just keep moving forward. Let's just keep doing this in 2012, because you know what? This year has started out absolutely amazing. So let me close out today's show with a song called Victory Song by a local artist. His name is T-Soak. Take care, God bless, and thank you everyone who tuned into the show live, to those that come back to the archive.
Thank you. Thank you.